Boker Tov, and welcome back to our continuing series of Shiurim on Daf Yomi. We are now on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, Masachet Moed Katan, and we are going to reinvestigate the opening premise of our Mishnah that requires three full days of Shiva before a regal, for the regal to cancel it. Tana Rabbana, Kien Kfiyat Amita, Shloshem Korom HaRegel, Enot Tzarech Otah Achar HaRegel, Rei Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that if you had 3 days of kfiyat hamita before the regel, then you're done. Effectively, that is representing the opinion of our Mishnah, which we now is assigned to Rabbi Eliezer. Chachamim disagree and say, we're very familiar with this from practical halacha, that even if he only acted as an avel for 1 hour or 1 day or even 1 hour before the regel is canceled. Amar Belaz of Rabbi Shimon, Hein Hein Divrei Beit Shammai, Hein Hein Divrei Beit Hillel. This machloket of Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim is really an earlier machloket of Beit Shammai, of whom Rabbi Eliezer was a scion, and Beit Hillel. She Beit Shammai Amrim Shlosha Yamim Beit Hillel Mim Afili Yom Achad. Amar Avuna Amar Bechia Bar Abba Amar Biyochanan. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Amar Bechia Bar Abba Ulu Rav Huna. Somehow Rabbi Yochanan ruled Afili Yom Achad Afilu Sha Achad. So he rules like Beit Hillel. Rav Amar Halacha Katana Didan. Rav says, in spite of the fact that maybe a machloket Beit Hillel Beit Shammai, but in our Mishnah it's represented as the default opinion, and therefore you need 3 days. Damar Shlosha. Ravina equal the Surah de Prat, Surah with not the famous Surah, but another town of Surah on the Euphrates. Amar Rav Chavira the Ravina, Hilcha Tamai, he asked him what the halacha was. Amar Afidi Machal Afidu Shachat. Ravina ruled, and Ravina being the Batra, that's indeed the halacha, that even if you practice Tavilud only for 1 hour before the Yom Tov cancels ship. They were at his tent. Nafag Milta Minayu. And they asked the question, Minayim Avelud Shiva. How do we know? Yesterday we asked the question, how we know that Avelud is 30. How do we know that there's a 7 day period of Avel? Amos, in a very famous passage we're going to get back to at the end of this morning's shiur, says, I will turn your festivals into mourning. Ma chag shiva, avelud shiva. So just like a festival is 7 days, avelud is 7 days. Ay, ve'emat seret. Maybe the festival referred to here is Shavuot, it's 1 day. Chag yoma. Hom ba'ilei lechon Rish Lakish. Now, we do need to refer to Shavuot for another context, one we're going to get to in detail in a moment. Tamar Shlakish, mishum Rabbi Yehuda ha'nesia, minayin l'shmua rechoka she'enu nohegat ala yom echad. How do we know that Shmua Rechoka, which I'll define in a moment, only generates Avelut of 1 day? Because the Pasuk says, I will turn your Chag into Avelut, and we find that Atzeret is a Chag of 1 day, so there is a possibility of 1 day Avelut. In other words, Amos says, I will turn your Chag into Avel. Simple Pshat in the Pasuk, of course, means I'm going to turn your happy life into a sad life. But the way that it's learned halachically is, the period of Avelut corresponds to the period of a Chag. And therefore, since a normal Chag is 7 days, Avelut is 7 days. And since there is the possibility of a Chag of 1 day, that's Shavuot, therefore, there is such a thing as Avelut of 1 day, and that is Shmua Rechoka. What is Shmua Rechoka? We're going to get to that right now. Tana Rabbana. Shmua Krova, which means recent news. Noheget Shiva Ushloshim. There you have the 7 days and the 30 days of Avelut. Shmua Rechoka, and an ohegat al yom echad. Shmua Rechoka, meaning when it's old news. Found out, the Avelut is only 1 day. Ezui Krov, Ezui Rechoka, how do we define the difference? Krova, betok shloshim, Rechoka lachar shloshim. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says that the definition is, of course, this is not something that anyone disagrees with, the definition, but the application. But the definition is that a Shmua Krova is if you heard within 30 days of the Mita, then, from the minute you hear, your Shiva clock starts ticking and your Shloshim clock starts ticking. And Rechoka is if you heard after 30 days. Chachomim Omrim, they disagree with the whole principle. Achat Shmua Krova, Achat Shmua Rechoka, doesn't matter when you heard. Noheget Shiva u'Shloshim, you have full Avelut. So that means that even if you heard years later that a relative died, you would have Shiva u'Shloshim. There's a general rule. Whenever you find the group being machmir and the individual against them being lenient, we always rule like the group. Chutz mizu, except for this case, sha'af abish Rabbi Akiva mekel chachem machmin, even though Rabbi Akiva is lenient, halacha k'Rabbi Akiva, why? Damar Shmuel halacha k'divrei mekel be'evil, something we've seen already and we will see again. We rule, equates on Shmuel's dictum, we rule always like the lenient opinion when it comes to avilut. Good. Chanina atulei Shmuel davuam bechozoi. So if Chanina found out that his father had died, and he got the word very late, atakam in Rav Chista. So he came to Rav Chista, and he asked him, so you found out a long time later, you have one day of avilut. So again, we're ruling like Rabbi Akiva. Natan barami atulei Shmuel to imei bechozoi. He heard about his mother dying. So same thing. However, notice that this is mavelut for his mother. Watch the challenge. We have a claim that is that Shmuel Rechoka is only one day. That's for the other five mitei mitzvah, meaning siblings, children and spouse. But for parents, it's always shivu shloshim, even if it's Shmuel Rechoka. So amarle. What did he answer back? Rabbi answered back, Yechidahi, that's an isolated marginal opinion. And we do not accept that opinion. How do I know that it's an isolated opinion? I even know who it is. Tanya Maseo, Meitaviv Shu Rabbi Tzadok Beginzak, famous Rabbi Tzadok. His father died in the town of Ginzak. Diulachar Shalosh Shanim, he only found out 3 years later. Vavashalt Elisha ben Avuya, the famous, ultimately apostate Elisha ben Avuya, was asked, he asked them, Yamru Nohok Shivu Shloshim. And they said, even though it's a Shmur Choka, you keep 7 and 30. Shemet Benosh Rabbi Achia Bagola Yashav Alav Shiva Ushloshim. And now we have a particular Rabbi Achia, who lived in Eretz Yisrael, and his son died in the Gola. And he, even though he found out late, he did Shivu Shloshim. Which means, by the way, even not for parents. So, Aini, is that possible? Harav Barachua de Rabbi Chia, Vahu Barachte de Rabbi Chia. Rav, who, by the way, was both the nephew and through the nephew of Rabbi Chia twice. He was the nephew through his mother and the nephew through his father. And that's because Rabbi Chia had a half-brother who was Aibu, who was Rav's father. He also had a half-sister from a whole different relationship that was Ime. And Ime married Aibu, if that was really her name, and because they weren't related to each other. And that means that Rav was Rabbi Chia's nephew twice over. But what it means also is that either of Rav's parents dying would because of avelut for Rabbi Chia. So that's the story. He saw like Lahatam when Rav went to Eretz Yisrael. Remember, Rabbi Chia was the prized student of Rebbe. So when Rav got there, Amarle Abba Kayam. So Rav said to, so Rabbi Chia said to Rav, is your father alive? You're my brother. Amarle Ima Kayamet. He said, why don't you ask me about my mother? Marle Ima Kayamat, so he said, okay, is your mother alive? Marle Abba Kayam, so he said, why don't you ask me about my father? That is part of the Sugi and Psachim about not saying things that are inappropriate or unpleasant. Basically, he was telling them that they both died, and they both died a while ago. And he understood from Rav's evasive answer what had happened. Marle Shame, so what did Rabbi Chia say to his servant? Chalotzli min alai, take my shoes off, v'olecha acharei kelav beit hamerchatz, and follow me to the bathhouse with my clothes. Which means I have to take my shoes off now, but in a few minutes I can bathe. Shema minav bat. So you learn from that three things. Shema minav avel asur minat sandal. First thing you learn is an avel can't wear shoes. That's why he said to take off his shoes. Shema minav shmur rechoka and haged aliyam achad. And the second thing is you learn that shmur rechoka only lasts for one day, because on the same day he heard it, he was already going to be an avel and get out of avel. Shema minav mitzat yom kechulo. Shema minav that we studied Paskin like Abba Shaul. It says mitzat yom kechulo, even in a one day of avilut, that the avilut only lasts for an hour, and therefore he could already go to the Beit HaMerchatz. By the time he got there, his avilut would be over. So the challenge here is, how can you tell me that Rabbi Achia, when he found out that his son died in the Golas as a Shmur Rechoka, had full avilut, and here Rabbi Chia, when he finds out that both his brother and sister have died a while ago, does one day? The answer is, it's not the same guy. Rabbi Chia Luchud, Rabbi Achia Luchud. Right? In any case, the upshot of that, though, was that we learned that the opinion that says that the exception to this rule of Shmuel Rechoka being one day, and the exception being for parents, is not a consensus, but it's the opinion of Elisha ben Avuya, and therefore reject it, and therefore the halacha is that Shmuel Rechoka is always one day for any relative. I'm Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin. Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin said, Shama Shmua Krova Baregel. What happens if in the middle of Yom Tov you hear that somebody died 28 days ago. Well, the Motzai Regel Naseit Rechokan. By the time Yontif is over, you've already passed 30 days, which means you heard within 30 days, but you couldn't act upon it within 30 days. So he said, you know what the halacha is? The halacha is that those days count, and all you have is one day Avilut, because now when it kicks in, it's a Shmur Rechoka. Tanar Rebbe Adam in Kesari Kameder B'Yochanan. This is even more severe, more. Shema Shmua Krova Shabbat. Let's say that Shabbat, Friday night, you found a Shmua Krova. Somebody told you that somebody had died, and it was exactly 29 and a half days earlier. But by the time Motzei Shabbat came around, when you could actively act on this, it was already off to 30 days. He says, then you have one day Avilut, and that's it. Now, the parenthetic question here is, Korea o eno Korea? Does this person who found out about somebody dying a long time ago, just a regular Shmua Rechoka, does he tear Kri or not? Does he tear his clothes? Rabbi Amar eno Korea, Rabbi Chanin Amar Korea. So Machloket Amoraim, early Amoraim, whether or not Shmua Rechoka generates Kriya. So now, Amar le Rabbi Mani the Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Mani said, Yishlamali didi, my position makes sense, Ta Amina eno Korea, I said he doesn't tear, and lo ika velut Shiva, because after all, there's no Shiva. After all, Shmua Rechoka, you only have one day. Didachta, Mart Korea, but you say you tear. Kriya below Shiva Miko. Where do you ever have Kriya without Shiva? That's his premise. So Rabbi Chanina says back for love, Tanya Isi Avuad Rabbi Zeira. We have a Brita. V'amrila Achuad Rabbi Zeira, Kamed Rabbi Zeira. Right? So Rabbi Zeira's brother taught in front of Rabbi Zeira. Somebody else taught in front of Rabbi Zeira. Misha Eno Chaluk Likroa. Let's say that a fellow does not have a proper garment to tear. He's the man of a Toch Shiva. In the middle of Shiva, he got a proper garment to tear. Korea. La'achar Shiva Eno Korea. After Shiva, he doesn't tear. Which means that if there's no Shiva, there's no Kriya. Ani Rabbi Zeira Batrei V'medvar Moim B'chamisha Metei Mitzvah. But Rabbi Zeira then responded to whoever it was who told him, his brother or this other fellow. He said, that's only with the other five relatives. Well, Avi V'limo Korea V'holech. But for parents, you tear even if it's after Shiva. So if somebody did not have the proper kind of terrible garment during Shiva, and he got one a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks later, he tears it then if it's for parents. So you see that there is Kriya below Shiva. So what did Rabbi Mani answer? Kitanya hi lechvod avim imo. He says, that doesn't prove anything. That you're doing to show respect for your parents, but not as a real deen of Kriya. Tana Rabbanan. Kol Amor, this is a very significant piece. Kol Amor, Parshat Kohanim. Beginning of Parshat Emor, chapter 21 of Leviticus, Perakafalaf, Sefer Yikra, details the Isur of Kohanim to be mitameh, to have any contact with the dead, and the seven exceptions. What are the seven exceptions? Father, mother, son, daughter, wife, and, sorry, father, mother, son, daughter, wife, brother, and unmarried sister. And by the way, father and brother and sister there are paternal brother and sister. So now, kol ha'amor b'pirsh parshat Kohanim k'koin mitameh lehen, ogel mitabel lehen. Anyone who is listed in that parsha that a Kohen is mitame for, that is who you're mitabel for. Ve'lo and ishto, aviv, vimo, achiv, achoto, your wife, your father, your mother, brother and sister. That's again, paternal brother and paternal sister who's not married. Ve'no uvito, son and daughter. Hosifo alein achiv, achoto, b'tulam emo. They added your maternal brother and unmarried sister. And also your married sister, regardless of paternal or maternal. Rabbi Kiva says that just as you mourn for them, you also mourn for the second step, a second generation of the same thing. Meaning, you mourn for father, you mourn for grandfather. You mourn for mother, you mourn for grandmother. You mourn for son, you mourn for grandson, etc. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, he accepts the principle, but he limits it. Eino mitabel ela al ben benovi al avivim aviv aviv. It's only for a son's a son or father's father. So the shneem is limited. The chachomim have a different principle. Kol shemitabel alav mitabel imo. Anyone for whom you would mourn, you mourn with. Meaning, if there's any one of those seven relatives who is now in mourning, you're also mourning. Right? Now, chachomim hanyutanakam, it sounds like they have the same principle. No. Binayu imo babayit. No, chachomim didn't say you mourn as a real mourner. It just means that when you are in the house with your relative who is mourning, you behave like a mourner. You sit low and you don't wear shoes, etc. Okay? Ki ha de amar le Rav Chia b'rei v'chein amar le Rav Huna b'l'Rava b'rei. We have certain Rav Chia and Rav Huna taught their sons. Apan nahog aveluta. When your wife is mourning in her presence, behave like an avel. Below apaloti nahog aveluta. But when you're out of the house, put it to work, you don't have to behave like an avel. Mar Ukva shachiv le bar chamua. So Mar Ukva's brother-in-law died. Sovra lemeta v'le shiva u'shloshim. He thought maybe he has to mourn because after all, his wife is mourning. It's her brother. So he thought that he would have to also do shiva u'shloshim. Al Rav Huna l'gabes, Rav Huna came to visit him. Ashkeche amar le tzudnan. L'mechal, he found him evidently sitting low. He said, what, you want to eat this kind of road food? No, this is the kind of food you want to eat, mourner's food? Why are you looking to be a mourner? That's essentially telling him you don't need to mourn. He pays, there's two statements in Rav Huna's observation. First of all, that the mourning is not really an inherent mourning, but it's a rabbinic addition, and that it is done chvod ishto. And second thing is, it only applies to her parents. If she's mourning for her parents, then you behave as a mourner in her presence. Right? Tanya, and how would you know that? Mi shemet chamivo chamoto, if his mother or father-in-law dies, he can't force his wife to continue putting on makeup. He should turn his bed over and he should behave with her in her avelut, meaning he should join her as an avel. Same thing if her mother-in-law or father-in-law died, her husband's parents died. She's not allowed to dress normally and put on makeup. She has to turn her bed over and with him behave like an avilah. That's fine. He said that he cannot force it for you dressed up. The real halacha is that he needed a thick clothes and wine and making the bed and washing his hands for him, his feet, etc. So those things she can still do. Kashin ahadadi. And so how you have a challenge here. You have a contradiction. One place you said that if she's mourning, he has to mourn with her. In the other case, he said he can make her make the bed, etc. So, elav shmamin akan b'chamiv b'chamoto, when is it that he mourns with her? That's when it's her parents. Kan b'shar krovim. With other krovim, he doesn't do so. Shmamina. Good. Tanya namiach, ilo amru lichvor ishto ela chamiv b'chamoto bilvad. The Brita says the same thing. Amemer shachiv lar bar brei. Amemer's grandson died. Kara ilave, he tore kriya for him. Atabre Karabape, and then his own son came, the father of this boy, and he tore again in the presence of his son to add to the sadness. Itkar Demiushav Kara, and then he realized he had made done Kriya while he was seated. Kom Kar Muman, he stood up and he tore another Kriya, so it's three Kriyas, tore another Kriya standing up. So Rashi asked the Memar, Kriya Demuman Menalan, who says you have to tear Kriya standing up? Ativa Yakum Yova, he cried Milo. In the second chapter of Eov, after his children died and he lost everything, he stood up, it says, and he tore his clothes. So, elamiata v'yamad v'yamar lo chafatz dekachta. If you're going to say every time that it says that a person stood up to do something or will stand up to do something, tell me it means they have to stand up. When the brother of the widow's deceased husband refuses to do chalitza, the text says, V'yamad v'yamar, I should stand up in Beit Din and declare I'm not interested in this woman. Achinami, would he also has to stand up? Vatanya, ben yoshev, ben omed, ben mutet. The guy can make the declaration seated or standing or leaning over. So, Amrale hatam lokti v'yamod v'yamar. It doesn't say he will stand up and say. It says, he stands and says, Hachakti v'yakum v'yikra. But in the case of Eov, it says, and he stood up and he tore. As if to say, the standing up is a deliberate part of the process. I'm Rabbi Barchama, Minayin the Kriya Shehima Umad. How do we know that Kriya has to be done standing up? He's got that same Pasuk, Shema Bayakum Yov Ayikra. Dilma Milta Yeter Tahud Avad, who says maybe Yov was doing more than necessary. Lote Mahachi Bayagos at Rosho. In the next half of the Pasuk, it says he cut his hair. That's certainly not something that's necessary. Achinami? Elamihacha, we've got a different Pasuk. And this is Pasuk number 3 on the page. Pasuk number 4 on the page. And this is when the king, David, realized that his son has died. Vayakum HaMelech Vayikra Et Begadav. The king stood up and he rent his garments. No, it's in Perak Yod Gimel, so that means this is when Amnon is killed by Avshalom. Actually, this is first when the report comes out that supposedly that all of the king's sons have died. It turns out it was only Amnon. Perhaps the David had done more than was necessary also. Who says he had to stand up? It says in that same pasuk that he then lay down on the ground. That's certainly not something that that needs to be done. And indeed, it shouldn't be done. You're not yotze going low if you're on the ground. Right, Shalokim Kfiyat Amita, because you remember Yochanan, Shalokim Kfiyat Amita, because if you do that, you haven't fulfilled Kfiyat Amita. So Marley Kain Arza, the answer was, yeah, David, Yishkav Arza doesn't mean really on the ground, but low, really on the bed. But David really is the model here for doing Kriya, Mimuad. So the next bright gives us the short list, as it were, of the things that an Avel is not allowed to do. A ton of honor, Elu Dram Shavel Asur Bahem. Asur B'Malacha, he's not allowed to work, we've seen that. Urvechitza uvisicha, bathing and anointing. Tashmish amita, marital relations, vinata sandal shoes. Good, all those are kind of straightforward. This next one has a complexity to it. Vasur likor patoram and avim ktuvim, he's not allowed to read Tanakh. Shtopa mishnah, to study mishnah, midrash of alachot, tamud vagadot, of all the whole range of rabbinic literature. Mayuri abim tzvichimo, but let's say he's a teacher that people need. Einonimna, he should go and continue teaching. Maseo made Benosho Yossi Vitzipor. Yossi's son died. He went to the Beit Midrash after the funeral and he taught because the community needed him. Without him, they wouldn't learn. Avrachana Itarabe Milta. Avrachana had an Avidut. Savardavola Mepak Lepirka. He thought maybe he shouldn't go teach. But he taught him the Brighta that said if the public needs him, he has to go. So he thought, if I'm going, I'll do the normal procedure, which is that I will sit and teach, and I'll have an Amora standing next to me who will broadcast what I teach and then field the questions, etc. Marle Rav. So Rav said, Tanya, Vajshalo Yamin Turgaman. The one limitation is you don't have a Turgaman. So what are you supposed to do? He had a Tanya, Maseo, made for Noshra, Yehuda Bar Eloi. Yehuda's son died. He went to the Beit Midrash. What did he do? He had one of his Talmidim sit next to him. Rabbi Yehuda whispered to him. He whispered to the Turgaman. Turgaman Yishmiel Rabbim, and he became the broadcaster. So essentially, the Avel, who was a Talmid Chacham, who the community needs in order to teach, continues teaching, but he uses an intermediary between him and the Turgaman, who then broadcasts what he's teaching to the public. Good. We now get to another isur of an avel, and that is tefillin. Tanu Rabbanan, avel shlosha yom rishonim asal aniach tefillin. According to this first opinion, the avel does not wear tefillin for the first 3 days, but not exactly the first 3 days. Mishlishi va'elach, right? But from the third day on, ushlishi bichlal, including the third day, mutar laniach tefillin. So it really means for 2 days he can't wear tefillin. The third day on he wears tefillin. V'imbao panim chadashot. Let's say somebody came. And this is a machlok Rishoni, where the Panim Chadashot have to be new mourners, like his brother was out of town and just came and joined him, or it just means new Menachemim, new people who have not yet seen him since the death. In any case, something that stirs up the Avilut, Michadash, Eino Cholet. So Rabbi Lazar says, you don't wear tefillin for 2 days. From the third day on, you wear tefillin, and if somebody new comes, you don't take him off. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shua Omer Avel, Shneyamim Rishonim Asul Neach Tefillin. Rabbi Shua says only for the first 2 days. But from the second day on, you can wear tefillin, meaning it's really only the first day you can wear tefillin. But if on the second day or later on somebody new came, he takes his tefillin off. I'm a Rav Matna, so my time to Rabbi Eliezer. So why does Rabbi Eliezer say that the minimal avilut is 2 full days, such that tefillin is not worn for 2 days? The days of mourning for Moshe stop. Aina ma'itam Rabbi Yeshua, dechti v'achritaki yomar. In pasuk number 1 on the page, at the end of the pasuk, it says, her end is a bitter day. Single day. Now, let's play ping pong. Let's play the pasukim against each other. Rabbi Yeshua, nami akti v'aitmu yimei v'chi. Rabbi Yeshua says only one day. What's he going to do with the pasuk about Moshe's death? Malach shani Moshe, taki favle. Moshe's different. His avelut is much stronger. What's Rabbi Lezer going to do with the pasuk? It says that Avilut is essentially one day. You're right, the main bitterness is one day, but it doesn't mean that Avilut doesn't have a two-day component to it. So Ula takes both ends of this. Says the halacha is like Rabbi Lezer as far as taking off your tefillin. You don't have to take off your tefillin once you put them on. And halacha is like Rabbi Shua as far as putting them on. You start on the second day, which means the second day already put on tefillin, and if afterwards somebody shows up, you don't take them off. So they ask the question, what do you do on the second day? Because to put tefillin on the second day and not take them off when somebody new comes means you're really not taking anybody's position. You're taking half a leniency from Rabbi Shua and half a leniency from Rabbi Eliezer. Ula allows for the possibility you would take tefillin off and then put them back on even 100 times in a day. 100 times hyperbolic, but the notion is that if somebody new comes, you take them off. Then when he leaves, you put them back on, etc., etc. So you do take them off, right? Rava says, once you put tefillin on, you don't take them off again. Somebody new comes. Wait a second. Rava, if you recall, was the one who ruled like our Tana, who said you need 3 full days of Avilut before the Regel to make it work. We paskin against that. Rava paskin like our Tana. So, the Amar Shlosha. The answer is Mitzvah Shani. Here, we're not talking about how many days of Avilut you have to have. We're talking about being Mevatel, a Mitzvah, the right of Tefillin. So for that, he was not willing to take that position into account, and said, we rule indeed like Rabbi Yeshua that you start on the second day. We do rule like Rabbi Eliezer that if you had tefillin on, you don't take them off because somebody new came. And that even is true on the second day. Everybody should have a wonderful day, and we should maintain the study of these laws as much as possible within the realm of the theoretical. And Yirtzeh Hashem, after Shabbat HaGadol, we will pick up and continue on in our study of the final parak of Masechet Moed Katan. Shabbat Shalom.